From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The Speaker of the lower house of Congress invalidated a vote last month that launched the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Interim Speaker Walder Maranhão said a new vote should be taken on whether to impeach the 68-year-old leader. It's not clear why he annulled the first vote. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalism Monday opened access on its website to a searchable database of 200,000 offshore tax havens. Those entities are expected to involve account holders in more than 200 countries and territories. The ICIJ holds more than 11.5 million documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm and initially shared only with select journalists. The database fuses corporate information from documents of the law firm Mossack Fonseca and similar data from a previous ICIJ investigation. A tough-talking mayor from the southern Philippines is well ahead in the country's presidential race. According to unofficial vote tallies, the latest returns indicate that Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's vote count is almost double that of the next highest contender, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas.
Iginagalang ko.
Philippine Senator Grace Poe, who had until 2 weeks ago consistently traded for the top spot with Duterte in national surveys, conceded Monday night. The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling on Kenya to reconsider its plans to close the country's two main refugee camps. The UNHCR says the move would have devastating consequences for hundreds of thousands of people. Kenya announced Friday that it would close the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps within the shortest time possible. This is VOA News. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. Mexico's federal court authority announced the approval of the extradition request Monday, but the final decision lies with the foreign ministry. Guzman's lawyers can appeal the decision. An alliance backing mainstream candidates is claiming victory in Lebanon's first round of local elections. Members of the Beirut List, an alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians, announced they had won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. Official results will be announced later. Elections were held in Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. The Syrian government has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in Aleppo, where an uptick in fighting between the government and rebels has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. The U.S. and Russia helped negotiate similar localized cessations last month for the areas of Latakia and East Ghouta. Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann abruptly resigned Monday, 2 weeks after his center-left Social Democratic Party's presidential nominee was defeated in first-round elections by an anti-immigration candidate. Michel Platini will resign as the president of the European football's governing body. His resignation comes after the Court of Arbitration for Sport failed to overturn his ban. Mathieu Reeb is general secretary of the CAS.
In the arbitration between Michel Platini and FIFA, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to partially uphold the appeal of Michel Platini and to lower his suspension from 6 to 4 years. The fine is also reduced from 80,000 to 60,000 Swiss francs.
According to Platini, the verdict is a profound injustice, and he will look to pursue the case in a Swiss court in an effort to preserve his legacy. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron gave a major speech Monday on national security.
The serried rows of white headstones in lovingly tended Commonwealth war cemeteries stand as silent testament to the price that this country has paid to help restore peace and order in Europe. Can we be so sure that peace and stability on our continent are assured beyond any shadow of doubt?
Mr. Cameron also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to leave the EU. Voters will decide on British participation in the EU in a June referendum. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.